Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
There's this new app that helps women spot red flags in upcoming dates. If you're going out for somebody for the first time, it will give you a little bit of a heads up. So we're wondering, what would be the number one red flag you would want to be alerted on before that very first date?
And I do have to stick up for guys here, because I feel like this should not be just for women only. Guys deserve this too, because women lie as well. This is not gender specific. I remember one girl I was talking to once, and she was dating this guy, and she didn't tell him that she was on OnlyFans. And I'm like, you probably should maybe just drop that nugget and just let him know. And she goes, he'll figure it out. I'm like, well, yes, he will.
Is that something you want to find out from a buddy instead of the person that you're going out with?
That's
like,
the thing.
Like, hey, guess who I saw, or guess who I have a subscription to?
Uh-huh. Yes, he will figure it out. You're correct. But is that the proper way to go about it? Alicia said lying in general.
Sure.
Because liars, they sell it so well. I will give it to liars. I'm almost impressed by the way you can just say things. And these are like my words, and I mean them, but they're false.
Well, the pros, they believe their own lies.
The pros.
You know, they say it so much and so often, so frequently, they start believing it. Yeah.
They are Olympic level.
So red flags before that very first date. What would you want to know? Now, there's some obvious ones, like any kind of cheating history, controlling. If the person was a very controlling person, maybe you didn't know going in.
Definitely.
Until you actually spent some time.
Are you ever jealous, as a person who's been married for a couple decades now, that things like this exist when they didn't for you guys? Was it better then is what I'm asking? Or do you think it's better now? Now that we can research people and do a deep dive and go to their social media.
I think I would almost rather not know and learn on my own instead of having all this information. It's like you're game planning, like you're going into a football game. You know, there's all these statistics and research and everything.
Which there is.
It's too much thinking. Instead of just, you know, casually meeting somebody and, okay, that was a mistake.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
And kind of sad, because now we can't exist without these things. But you're saying it might have been better then.
I think it was. I really do.
And Sue does not have bodies in her freezer, so you lucked out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.